4VOA.
4 Victor Station calling. This is November 0 Tango Romeo. Over.
November 0 Tango Romeo. W4VOA. Good evening. My name here is Ben Baker Edward Nancy. Located in Walhalla. Dug this radio out from under the seat of my truck. Hooked it up tonight just to see if it's working. I hadn't been on 2 meters for a while.
Well, Ben, my name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. You got some white noise in there, but that's to be expected. How many miles are you from Greer? We moved down here from Kansas about 15 years ago, and, you know, we're a little slow, so I don't know how far away that is.
About 60 miles. It's about 50 miles to Greenville from here, and we're, you know, right at the edge of the state. We're about probably 15 miles from the Georgia state line here, so we're in Oconee County. Goes, I guess, Greer, then Greenville, then Easley, then Seneca, and then we're in Walhalla. Over.
By golly, sound just fine coming from that far away. The repeater's up on Caesar's Head, of course. You know, I was just sitting here watching an old Matt Dillon here, a Gunsmoke, waiting on the wife. She just took her shower, and I took my shower before that. And she'll be motioning downstairs here in a little bit. I was trying a bowl of tapioca, but it didn't set up right, so I rejected it and went over and got me a stronger drink here. I'm sitting there drinking a can of ginger ale.
We had a birthday dinner tonight at my son's house, and had a crab cakes, I guess, and his wife made a chocolate cake with raspberries up on top of it, and you talk about good. I've been on a diet, and that made it taste even better, so it's the most I've eaten for a while. But yeah, my son just got his license Saturday down in Anderson. They had a testing session. He took his technician and general and passed them both, so I'm trying to dig out some radios. I've been on the HF frequencies. I started back in, I guess, 1st of November. I made 1,100 contract tacks on the HF. Of course, some of it's been digital. That's cheating a little bit, but we've been out of ham radio for about 30 years, probably, for the most part. And we just got back into it, and I've really been enjoying it. I built a couple of doublet antennas put up, and we're back on CW, so really enjoying it. These radios, I don't know if they'll work after 30 years of being under the seat of a truck, and all I've got is a little 5/8 wave sitting on the rails, so if I disappear, this radio's probably give up on me. W4VOA.
Oh, man, it ain't give up. It sounded pretty darn good. Like I said, from that far away. Now, the other guys that have been here all their lives, they know more about where you're located. But, I know what I can do. I'm sitting here looking at QRZ, W4, Voice of America. I like that call. Bennett Carpenter. Wow, is that you in the picture?
You with the beard and so forth, and the mandolin.
Well, I like the mandolin, but it appears that you're about the same age as I am, and, about as ugly as I am. that's a great picture, and I love the mandolin. I really do. I played in an orchestra for 9 years back in Kansas, but we didn't play that music, but I still love that, and I have Bluegrass as one of my serious radio channels. But, Ben, it's My call is my initials. That's in zero and TR's Tom. Lucky on that. And I do a whole lot of CW. I don't do any digital. At one time I did just a little bit of gritty, but my wife don't like the sound of it, so CW don't seem to bother her. I was on it this afternoon quite a while, and I got it turned on now, but I haven't looked for anything on there. But welcome back. I've been doing it since 93, and I did CBs years before that, back in the 70s. And then when it got kind of dirty mouthed, I just quit doing it because I had two young ladies, my daughters, and I didn't want that kind of thing around them. So when I first got on it, it wasn't that way. But it slowly deteriorated. Anything you don't have to work for, you know, it ain't worth having. W4 VOA in 0TR.
TR, W4 VOA. Yeah, you got a great call there. That was my incentive for upgrading to extra. I was advanced, probably back in the early 90s, late 80s, whenever the vanity call signs came out. And the story behind VOA, of course, it's, as you know, the shortwave broadcast station, and I used to listen to before I got my ham license, and I was an Elmer for a friend of mine back in high school, and his novice call was KA4VOA, and I said, man, you got a great call. Well, he upgraded to General and changed it, and I said, man, you should have kept, you know, VOA. That's a great call. So I decided when the vanity calls came out, I upgraded to extra because I was a CW guy, too, and the code wasn't any problem, so I upgraded to extra, and I picked W4VOA, and I really like it. It's when I do work single sideband, which isn't very often, I can throw out Voice of America sometimes in a DX pileup, and they'll pick that out and come back to me. People seem to like it, so I've liked the call, and yeah, I hadn't run any CW for 30 years, and when I got me a new low-band rig, I got on, and man, I was, occasionally there'd be a letter that I'd freeze up on, and then I'd miss two or three trying to think of it. That was back in November, but now I've got back to where I can copy probably 20 words a minute pretty comfortably, and I bought two Vibraplex bugs. I've never had a bug before. I'm loving those, but they're taking a little bit of getting used to. I've always used a Ambit Gear, and I also joined the NKCC, and I've been working a little bit of that, but I really love the CW. I'm trying to work maybe a station a day to keep building my speed back up, so maybe we can talk one day on CW. W4 VOA.
Fine business. This is N0TR. Well, you ought to copy this. I just called you there, Ben. Well, we'll have to get on here and talk a little while. I just wanted to throw that out there. And I see where you're at down there, Cross Lake QE. QRZ, it's good for that. But we got a net coming up here. Be sure to check in here in about 3 minutes. So we better clear out of here. The pleasure's all mine, Ben. Thanks for coming back. And you have a great day, and welcome back to the hobby. W4, Victor Oscar Alpha. This is N0TR 73, Ben.
Hey, thanks for giving me a call there and testing out this old radio. The signal's not very strong, but my antenna is not very good right now. It doesn't have a ground plane under it or anything. So nice meeting you. Yeah, I'll copy that CW fine. Sounds like you got a good fist there. 73, W4 VOA.
I'm a little older than you. I see you was born in I'll be 77 this week. so I'm getting up there. And talk to you later. N0LGR clear.
KG4PFI, put your long handles on. You're going to need them. KG4PFI clear.
Well, we got a minute. Well, about 40 seconds. I better shut up. Don, good to hear you. I'll try to jump in there tomorrow night or something about 8:30 and look for you. And great to hear you. It's 24 here now. And it's not as bad as it is up north, though, Sam. So thank the good Lord. And God bless America. Today's a great one. See you later. This is N0LTR.
CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. My location is in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net or announcements or any bulletins? If so, call KO4JKV.
KB, announcement?
Announcement?
For ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. Just want to let everybody know that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is going to have our Winter Field Day this Saturday, January 25th. It's going to be at the location we affectionately known as Gene's Place up in Traveler's Rest. All the details are on the brars.cc website under Club News. We also have an event set up on our Facebook page. The weather is looking like it's going to be mid-50s and sunny on Saturday. It is also a free event, so licensed or unlicensed, show up, have a good time. We'll get you on the radio supervised if necessary, but it's going to be a great time, and encourage everybody and anybody to come on out. As I said, the details are on our BRARSCC website under the menu heading of Club News. There's maps, coordinates, and address, of course.
Thank you, Ben. That was KO4ZEW. This is KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Does anybody need any fills or information on that announcement? Played that out pretty good, and I did check on that web page right before the net just to make sure there were any changes, and it looks to be a really good time. So I did see that there's going to have a little bit of AC power, but it's going to be cold, and we have a winter field day up here at the other club I'm in. I might do that. It's going to be a lot colder too. But all right, thanks for that information. Any other announcements or bulletins? Call KO4J. KV. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the drag rack 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then Echo Link, then the RF section. And let's pull up the pre-net check-ins. Net check-ins, we'd like to welcome Prosperity, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, and then KG4PFI, Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, they're down there in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, Ben, and I just got your announcements, Ben, so I got you checked in as well. Welcome KI4LZI, that is Andy and Table Rock. Then KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZWS, that's Dave and Easley. Then KG4GAT, that's Michael in Simpsonville. Then KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Inman. looking at my pre-net check-ins, and one didn't come through for some reason, but I'd like to check in KQ4ZWS. That's Christine in Traveler's Rest. That gives me 12 instead of 11. Okay, let's go ahead and see if there's any Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That's our friend John in Brown Summit. We have you down for some comments. And I see a couple other Echolink stations on there, but I haven't heard anything. But we'll check with Echolink stations again. Maybe they went to get a cup of tea or they're just listening in. So either way is fine with me. But let's go ahead and go to the RF section. It's science Monday, and it is a fantastic Monday. A little cold, 15 degrees up here in Asheville with about a 5 mile per hour northwest wind. So it is cold. But let's see. Tonight is Monday, and that is Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Checking it all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Almond Penrose, no comment, no traffic here tonight. And it's a whopping 19 degrees here.
KX. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. And we're a nice balmy 15 degrees, so staying on the warm side of the door tonight. Be negative, negative, Duncan. Stay warm.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4TLT, Richard in Venter Grace, Georgia. We're at about 28 degrees here. Everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 4 Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY, Levi in Easley. We are currently sitting at 26 degrees. I'll be negative, negative, and short time.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, headed in Brevard. Only comment is it's 23 degrees here and nothing's coming down.
Over.
Net Control. Oh, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Juliet, Yankee. John, Simpsonville, negative, negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was a fine group of folks right there. We'd like to welcome one of our net controllers, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and it's 19 down there. That's not too bad. Well, it's pretty cold. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina, up there by me, and we have the exact same temperature of 15 degrees. And then we'd like to check in Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia, where it's a balmy 28 degrees. His call sign is KC4PLT. Welcome KA4HOY. That is Levi down there in Easley. That's 26 degrees. That's closer to Richard down there in Pendergrass. And then we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. He's sitting there pretty at 23 degrees. And then last on that go-around, we'd like to welcome KQ4LJY. That is John in Simpsonville. So thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Echo Link stations, I haven't forgot about you. We'll get to you in a second there. Let's go to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KL4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James Deponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative since 83 is 320.
KV. KV on the net. Please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo.
Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. And I'll be negative and negative.
4, JKV. I'm sure everybody that showed up here tonight has had a day. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everyone has a good night. Sleep tight. 7-3.
Check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
KV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's our friend James down there in Tuxedo. Then we'd like to welcome KE6, KEN, that's Ken. And Ken's down there around Greenville. Glad you can check in tonight with us. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4MFK down there in Greer, having a good day. Having a good day here myself. I'd say it's quite inspirational and cold. Let's see. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JD. That's Joe down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Joe. All right. Any other stations? India through Lima. Call KO4JKV. So let's check in with our EchoLink machine. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV, please check in KQ4TGH. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4, Tango Golf Hotel. That is Jonathan down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in via Echo Link. And stay warm down there. All right, let's move on to Mike through Papa. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Control. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, and she's in West Shoals. And she'll be negative and negative.
So, this. This is the Delton. Please check in. She's a servant. I should end it up tonight. Love and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
KV. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Western Greenville County, where it's 23 degrees. 7-3, to you and all the net. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick. KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle, KM4. Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome K4OIM, that is Walt and Inman. And today on my there's a drive at 5 net up here on Spivey Mountain, and the question was, there's a question every net. There's like, who's the first contact you made when you had your license? And I believe it was you, Walt, K4OIM. I think I checked into this net, and that was the first time. It took me a couple weeks. Mike Fright, but you guided me in just perfectly. So always good to hear you, Walt. And 7-3, my friend. stay warm. Next, we'd like to welcome one of our naked rollers, WG4MC, that is Matt down there, and he's struggling with a 23-degree temperature in western Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's try for Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKV.
Tom Wolf coming in. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Rusty.
JKV.
Hey, please check in. Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo, X-ray Brad in Simpsonville.
4, JKV.
KO4, JKB Duncan. About to say number 1 there. This is number 2 Duncan. This is Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Alpha. KB Wacky 8. Duncan and Easley. Be listening, and maybe you can get in there saying something now and then.
KO4, JKV. If I can finally make it through, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4, JKV. KO4, QLG. This is Chris. And Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris. It was a dope fight, but it was worth waiting on.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and that's always a fun group to check in. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that's Tom down there in Greer. And then we'd like to welcome, I'll go ahead and check you in next, Chris, because I heard you call in, and then you got walked on by 3 people. That's a record. I've never seen that before. But I'm going to put you right under Tom. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. Chris down there in Liberty. And your signal's fine. It's just, you just got walked on by 3 people. But 7-3, stay warm down there. Next up, Rusty, W-U-T. That is Rusty down there in Moore. And then W4, SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. And then KB8, Yankee Quebec Alpha. That's Duncan, a great name down there in Easley. And good to hear you tonight, Duncan. And hope you're doing well. Okay, let's see. Let's check with Echolink Station. Let's see. Echolink Station and Echolink Stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKP. Let's go ahead and go back to the RF section of the net. And I think we're at Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Whiskey 4, Victor Oscar Alpha, Ben, Walhalla, South Carolina, checking in and out.
JKV. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
JKV. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's. And I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Good evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4VOA. That's Ben down there in Valhalla. And thanks for checking in tonight, Ben. I heard you and Tom talking earlier about CW, and I'm into CW too. and you're just taking to it like a duck does water. So 7-3 to you. Hope you're staying warm. Next, we'd like to welcome somebody else who's no stranger to the key. Is N4ZLK. That's Shane down there in Cleveland. Good to hear you tonight, Shane. Then we'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That's David N. Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. Welcome K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Good to hear y'all tonight. All right, any other stations, the Uniform Drew Zulu, call KO4JKV.
JKV, out of order, please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and hoping someday to be a member of the group that can do key on the radio.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. That's Bob down there in Piedmont. Good to hear you tonight, Bob. Hope everything's going good in South Carolina. And, the water's fine. Jump on in if you want to get into the Morse code world. It's definitely another dimension to everything. And one thing I like about it, don't disturb others around you. You can totally do it with headphones. I can start at 4 in the morning, and I won't wake up my wife because I can just do it through headphones. But anyway, 7-3, Bob, hope you're doing well. That takes us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. Mr. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody stay warm.
KO4JKV. Check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo, negative, negative, no comment.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW, Dave. That's our net control manager down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, Gary. That's another net controller in all things SwapNet on Wednesday night. And Gary would like to check in his sweet bride, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That is Dave in Easley. Hope you're staying warm, Dave. And then next up, we have Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. And I didn't get a name or a location. I got that you're negative and negative, but could you come back with your name and location?
AO4JKV, this is KR4AAE. Name is Steven, and I'm in Taylor's, and I swear one day I'll get this right.
Hey, Steven, you have a great signal, so I can hear you perfectly. So, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo, that's Steven down there in Taylor's. So I hope you're staying warm down there, Steven. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Let's open it all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, and that includes EchoLink stations. I'll keep it open. If there's an EchoLink station that would like to chime in, feel free. So all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4IVP. Steve in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
Go 4JKV in the Blue Ridge to meet internet. We'd like to welcome Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa. That's Steve down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight. And I hear a station trying to break in, and you're kind of breaking the squelch, and I'm hearing little chips of sound, like you're trying to, the voice is trying to get through there. So maybe move your antenna around or go to a different part of your house, and then maybe we can get you in the log. But other than that, anybody, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Hold, please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Quebec Delta, KQ4, ZQD, Dan out of Easley, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Dan and Easley, KQ4ZQD. Good to hear you tonight, Dan. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
Net Control, please check Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KQ4ZQD, Dan in Easley. And then the next station came in. I got a partial, but I think I got you in the log. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. If that's right, just give me your name and location again.
This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia, negative and negative.
Hi, Greg. That was the Echo Link station I've been waiting for. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. That's Greg down there in Brunswick, Georgia. Glad you made it in and on the log. All right, let's see. We'll check on if there's any stations, last-minute stations here in a little bit. But right now, let's go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight, on the soap, we have our friend John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. How you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Well, things are going on great down here in Brown Summit. It is currently 19 degrees, and thanks to a 6-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the north, it actually feels like 13. So I'm going to go find my swim trunks and head for the beach. How about you?
And it's pretty balmy up here. It dropped a degree, so now it's 14 degrees. The wind died down a little bit, so it's 14 degrees, 3-mile-per-hour wind, but it has a real feel of 15 degrees. I don't know. I can't do the math on that. But either way, it's cold. It looks like it's going to get colder. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, and it's going to stay cold till about Thursday or Friday. But in any event, let's see what's going on with the sun here real quick. And there are some spots on the sun that have some definite flare possibilities. So we've got about a 65% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radio blackout. So it might be a little bit noisy. About a 20% chance of anything worse than that. Meteor showers coming up in February. The Alpha Centaurus will peak on the 8th. That's a pretty minor meteor shower. The zenith hourly rate is 6. They are bright, but they're of medium speed, so you might be able to catch one or two. Look to the southeast, southwest, a couple hours before dawn. The moon will have set, and and you might be able to catch something there if you can stand to be out in the cold that long. What's in the sky right now, if you care to venture out, and I wouldn't recommend it, but Mars is up. If you find Orion, look to the left of Orion, Mars is up, Jupiter is up, Venus and Saturn are right now pretty close to one another. They've already set, but if you go out just after sunset for the next week or so, you can catch all four of them. Look to the west, and you'll find Venus and Saturn fairly close to one another. And then look back to the west, and you'll catch Mars and Jupiter. And if you got a telescope, you can catch Uranus and Neptune in there too. But they're kind of hard to spot because they're way out there. But other than that, Nothing else much going on there, so let me give it back to you here, Duncan.
KN, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that all sounds good, and I will have to go outside to get down my... when I run the nets, day-to-day, I usually have a roll-up J-pole out there. I have it just kind of stuck in the gutter, and that's my everyday. But when I run the net, I usually run a nice piece of coax out under the door into a beam antenna. So every Monday night I set up my beam, and then after that I bring it back down. So I'll look up and look for Orion and look over to see Mars. Do we have any solar blackouts we have to look out for?
This is KN4RJ, and well, like I said before, let me go over here again. About a 65% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate. There's several sunspot areas on the sun right now that have got some definite flare potential, so there's a chance. There hasn't been anything reported in the last 24 hours, but there's a good chance of a mild to moderate. Anything worse than that, only about a 20% chance. So that's how that's all going. Let me get back over here and send it back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that all sounds good, and love that information. And I will check out if I can see Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter all at one time. That looks good. And also, it's good that we missed out all the precipitation I thought we were going to get. We just got cold weather, so that's fine. It could be worse. Could be all icy and everything. But anyway, sounds good. Anything else?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I checked the satellite picture, and it's pretty clear all through the south right now and all the way up almost into New England, but that stuff that's coming in from the west will take care of that for the northern folks, but it looks like we're going to miss some of that, and it's going to go south of us. They're saying that every beach on the Gulf Coast is going to have snow on it, which is something that hasn't happened in a long, long time. But anyway, they're not ready for that. Louisiana is going to get hit pretty good, and even down in Florida, they're going to get snow. So, or forecasted to get snow. So, so every beach on the Gulf Coast is going to get snow. That's like, wow. That's we're kind of wedged in between the two of them, so we're going to get cold, but we shouldn't get a whole lot of precipitation. Might get a little bit of stuff, but not too bad. And then by weekend, it'll be back up into the 50s. So, anyway, crazy weather. What can I say? Back to you, sir.
Yeah, my wife's family lives all over Florida, but the city that's most to the north is around Ocala area, and I don't think they're going to get any of that snow. I think it's north, kind of around the panhandle. There's just kind of like a strip, Alabama, Mississippi. They're just going to get some precipitation, so they're going to have a lot of fun. That'd be kind of neat to see snow at the beach. I don't know if I've ever experienced that, but that's cool. But how are you healing up over there?
This is KN4RJN. Well, needless to say, the cold weather isn't helping it any, but it's, you know, it gets better every day. I can usually get my sock on my right foot. Not always, but usually. And I can go up and down the stairs okay. And my wife decided she needed a new car, so we went and bought a new car today, and I drove that home. Of course, it's an automatic, so it's, you know, no big deal. But I can get into my Jeep okay. I can, you know, shift gears okay. So, you know, it's getting better. It'll take a while before it's, you know, 100%. But yeah, we're at the, you know, 85-90% level right now, I would say. So we're healing up. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's good to hear. And yeah, if you can shift gears in a Jeep, you're doing pretty good. And getting the sock on the foot, well, that's going to take some time, I guess. Just, let's see. I don't think I have any solutions for you. But it sounds like you're healing, and it's really cold temperatures to feel good. Even a healthy person is going to have some aches and pains like I do, for sure, especially in my neck. But anyway, that's about it. But good talking to you again, John, as always. And I'll send it back to you if you got anything else.
This is KM4RJN. No, nothing else. Duncan, you have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. KM4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, 73, John. And always good to hear from you. And you heal up. And we'll check in with you next week. I'm going to break with KN4RJN. This is KN4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're still taking check-ins. We already have 50 check-ins, and that is good. So let's see if we can get a couple more. Any check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KN4JKV. I think we have everybody. Have I missed anybody for comments? And one last call for check-ins. If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Check.
This might be a question for John, and or perhaps you know, but a couple of nights ago I was in a telephone conversation with another ham, and he said that I declared Don and I had a few words while you were talking with John, and he might have mentioned this, and I apologize if I have missed it. But he said that the sun has reached Maunder maximum. You know, we went through Maunder minimum not a year and a half ago or whatever, and of course that changed, and now we're in cycle 25. But it's just been increasing all the while, and the point that was made was that it's reached maximum, and at that point they know very well it has, because the sun has swapped poles. Don't know where north and south is, but it's swapped. That's what it does when it reaches maximum. Do you know anything about that? Or maybe John's still listening. KK4JBQ.
JBQ. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And that's a great question, Larry. And that's something that I'd like to have an answer to. And so, John, you still listening? If so, KK4JBQ, Larry, did you catch any of that?
This is KN4JN. I haven't been watching Space Weather Woman here lately. I've been going with NASA's or NOAA's reports on things, and I had heard something like that here a while back, and it, you know, the sun does that from time to time. So yeah, it's extremely possible. The Earth does it too, as a matter of fact. We flipped poles a few thousand years ago. I can't remember exactly when, but yeah, it happens. And with the sun, since it's just a big ball of gas, it happens more frequently with the sun. And I believe that happens every solar sunspot cycle, the 11, 10, 11, 12-year cycle. I think it does that. But I will research that a little bit, because I'm talking off the top of my head. I will research that, and I will have you a definitive answer on next Monday.
Jumping in there, Duncan, but I thank you for that, and whatever you can add to the conversation I had. I mean, I didn't take issue with it because I simply didn't know, and it's been a couple of days, but I haven't checked it out. And Space Weather Woman is that's a site that I go to from you know, every once in a while. She's a ham, you know, and I've been kind of following her before she actually became one of us, if I can say it like that. And so I've been following her now for about 6 years. But it's before she had a YouTube channel, too. That's not been probably a year ago now. And if there's any ham out there still listening and you haven't gone to... oh, goodness. Can you Off the top of your head, John, can you give us her YouTube channel? Or, I know it's probably Space Weather Woman, but do you know her call sign? That would be easier to look her up. KK4JBQ.
This is KN4RJN. Give me just a second to scoot over here real quick. And let me see here. No, that ain't it. I've got her here hiding somewhere. If you go to, here we go. If you go to my QRZ page. Yes, I'm coming back in. I disappeared off of there. If you go to my QRZ page, KN4RJN, and you'll see several links there, and one of them is, says Space Weather Woman. And click on that, and you'll go directly to her webpage. And from there, you can read all about her. You can join her community. You can go to various latest video forecasts, the latest forecast she's got there. Well, the one that's showing up on the screen is 19 December, but I'm sure she's got one more recent than that. It's just that's what's showing up on her homepage. But yeah, go to my QRZ page, KN4RJN, and click on the link for Space Weather Woman, and that'll take you directly to her spot. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear with you, sir. And Duncan, I thank you for letting me pop in here and ask those questions. Have a good evening. Thank you for calling the net again. 7-3.
Hello, thanks, John. And Larry, as you two were talking, I was able to find Space Weather Woman's call sign. And her call sign is Whiskey X-Ray 6, Sierra Whiskey Whiskey. So WX, like weather, WX6, SWW, Whiskey X-Ray 6, Sierra, Whiskey X-Ray 6, Sierra, Whiskey, Whiskey. So 7-3, you guys, we're going to break with KN4RJN and KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're still taking check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Everyone still on the net. Appreciate you calling for us on a Monday night. Interesting day for sure. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Duncan. No traffic, no comments other than to tell everybody stay safe, stay warm. 73, Duncan. We'll talk again soon.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's one of our net controllers, Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Great signal, Mike, and good to hear you. Any other stations? If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, Duncan, this is KN4RJN. I just went to her homepage and scrolled down a little bit, and she's got a little video there about the sun's magnetic field and it flipping. And if you go to her homepage and click on that, she's got a little video that talks about that. So you might want to check that out. KN4RJN, clear.
All right, I'll definitely check that out. Larry, did you get that info?
I did. I don't turn loose of this microphone, or I don't shut the radio off until you're finished. and that's because I would miss something, right? Hey. So anyway, I appreciate everybody's interest in that, and thank you, John, for going the extra mile for me. That's just fascinating. That's just fascinating that the sun can just be out there, you know, a gas giant in space, and it flips its poles. Now, maybe it does that more often because I don't think it has a solid center. I don't think we imagine that it does. It's gaseous all the way through. But anyway, maybe this little video there will explain it. I just get hungry for, you know, stuff like that. Thanks again. KK4JBQ clear.
APQ, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I'm glad to get that info. I'd like to check it out too. When I was in high school, it was in the 80s. I don't know.